Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, Text Number 5. Please repeat. Api Shalam Kinchid. Griheshu Griyamedini. Dharmasya Tasya Kamasya. Yatra Yogo Yoginam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O my wife, who are very much attached to household life, if the principles of religion, economic development, and satisfaction of the senses are properly followed in household life, one's activities are as good as those of a transcendentalist. I wonder whether there have been any discrepancies in following these principles. Purport. In this verse, Aditi has been addressed by her husband, Kashyapa Muni, as Griha Maidini, which means one who is satisfied in household life for sense gratification. Generally, those who are in household life pursue sense gratification in the field of activities performed for material results. Such griha-maidis have only one aim in life: sense gratification. Therefore it is said, Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukham Hitucham. Who said that? Prahlad Maharaj. Seventh Canto Bhagavatam. The householder's life is based on sense gratification. And therefore, the happiness derived from it is very meager. Nonetheless, the Vedic process is so comprehensive that even in household life, one can adjust his activities according to the regulated principles of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. One's aim should be to achieve liberation. But because one cannot at once give up sense gratification, in the Shastras there are injunctions prescribing how to follow the principles of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 129, Dharmasya Pavargasya Noto Yartayapakalpate. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Those who are in household life should not think that religion is meant to improve the process of the householder's sense gratification. Household life is also meant for advancement in spiritual understanding, by which one can ultimately gain liberation from the material clutches. One should remain in household life with the aim of understanding the ultimate goal of life, tattva jignasa. Then household life is as good as the life of a yogi. Kashyapa Muni therefore inquired from his wife whether the principles of religion, economic development, and sense gratification were being properly followed in terms of the shastric injunctions. As soon as one deviates from the injunctions of the shastra, the purpose of household life is immediately lost in confusion. A little bit here. About the conquest of Bali Maharaj and how he has driven the demigods out of their homes, and they had to hide more or less incognito, and how Mother Aditi is very disturbed as a result. Kashyapa Muni, in the meantime, has been away. So he is returning. Just like anyone, if they return to their home and they found everything was in disarray, they would be inquisitive to know what has happened. Certainly something has happened. Here he is postulating that, or he's put forward several proposals maybe, but this particular suggestion or query is that something has gone wrong here. And it's a very significant point. We are householders and something is not in right order, so is it due to the fact that some something has been wrongly executed in the order of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Something wrongly done. The Vedic system given to us by the Lord Varnashram, Chatavanyam, Mayashvishnam, Guna Karma Vibhagisha, given by Krishna, is very scientific. As in any science, there is a formula, and if one doesn't follow the formula, we do not get the result. It's a very simple process. We may ourselves, but people in general may not follow that, therefore they don't get the result. But in the Varnashram system, in the four orders of ashram, there are rules for each ashram. And what is a rule for one may not always be a rule for the other. And to imitate the behavior. This is, we can say, like in the Bhagavad, in the Isha Upanishad, Ishavasyam idam sarvam, yat kincha jagacham jagat. This is the system, tena chaktena bunjita magudakashyas vidanam. One is supposed to follow the God-given system. This is the Ishavasyam system, which includes the structural arrangement of the four varnas and ashrams, and as one is supposed to follow the various guidelines accordingly. So the same thing can apply in every walk of life. One has a duty. One must act according to the rules of that duty. Or in certain countries, you have to follow the law. It may not be the same in every country. So this is our allotment when it states that one should, you know, take one's quota. This is one understanding of the quota, the rules which apply to the position which one's in, according to one's gender, according to one's nature. One should be rightly situated, and not Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada describes how that one should be very careful not to imitate others. It will not work. Rather, one should play the part designated to him by the Lord. We have two svadharmas, or natural occupations. In the material world, it's traditionally, generally, according to the Varna and Ashram. And spiritually, of course, a relationship with Krishna, beginning with the servant of Krishna. So one has to act according to this process of Dharma. Human life begins with Dharma. So although the word is mentioned here, Grihamedinam, and the definition of Grihamedi is given here also, one who is satisfied in household life for sense gratification. Still, Prabhupada is giving here how the Grihamedi can become a Grihasta, one whose family life becomes favorable to advance in spiritual life. The Varnashram system is not a system to accommodate our material condition, that it may do. But that's not the purpose of the Varna Ashram system. The purpose of the Varna Ashram system is ultimately to awaken our dormant love for God. It's to get out of the material world. Unfortunately, most people, another aspect of Dharma, not just not following the rules of Dharma, but misinterpreting the purpose of Dharma. Whereas most people think the purpose of Dharma is to fulfill our material desire. Give me this God, give me that, give me this, give me that. You all know the very famous song, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, which some people sing. And the essence of it is to petition whoever God is, to petition him for everything that we can think of, material desire. But sometimes we think like that too, that God is meant to fulfill our whim or our desire, that he can do. Of course, no problem. But that's not really the purpose of Dharma. And oftentimes we see that we want liberation. That's also a material desire. When I say material desire, but selfish desire. People want elevation to heaven, freedom from sinful reactions, good health, wealth, longevity, and so on and so forth. Because they're in ignorance. So the Varnashram system is supposed to bring tamasi, tamasi mam jyotiya gamaha. It's meant to bring us out of the tamasi, the dark, into the jyoti, into the light. But unfortunately, most people, they're not following properly, and they don't have the right understanding of the purpose of Dharma. And they get caught with the next stage, economic development and sense gratification. Usually they don't go on to moksha. Even moksha, of course, moksha can be understood differently, but generally most people's understanding of moksha is impersonal liberation. It doesn't have to be, but that's generally most people's understanding, but that's not the ultimate goal. There's another panchama purushartha, a fifth goal, which explained. I only know in Chaitanya Charitamrita, for instance, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ishwara Puri, the results of chanting Hare Krishna after Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had taken initiation, then he became a madman chanting Hare Krishna. And then he approached his spiritual master for the spiritual master's opinion upon this. And of course, Ishwarapuri was to confirm that the symptoms of ecstasy which Mahaprabhu was experiencing upon chanting Hare Krishna were indeed completely correct. And he quoted this, that although most people consider that dharma, artha, kama, moksha are the goal of life, there is a fifth goal, a higher goal, a prema, parama purushartha, a higher goal or artha's goal of life, and that is Krishna prema, Krishna pramartha mahan, that the highest goal is love of God. So even in this case, this is a good instruction here, but mostly Aditi is on the material platform and she's seeing things materially. So Kashyapa Muni is indicating here that her distress due to some material reason, but he also is going to give her good instructions to help her. Even though she has material desires, she wants her sons to be reinstated. He'll give her instructions to follow, which will help to elevate her to this fifth objective goal, the highest goal of life. Parama Purushartha, the highest goal, or the Panchama Purushartha, the fifth goal of human life, which is the real goal, to awaken our dormant love of God. And through this process of payovrata, worshipping Krishna, akama sarvakama vamoksha kama davidi, even if we have material desires, sarvakama, or whatever we are, moksha kama, whatever it is, this recommendation is there that we worship the personality of Godhead. That is the goal of life. Or let's say the goal of life can be achieved by following that process. And that's the real purpose of the Varnashram. Not just to accommodate, not just to fulfill dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and make life very nice and comfortable as a brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha sannyas or whatever it is. But these are designations which are meant to help us to realize our true designation, jiveshrubhai nichara krishnadas. These designations are false designations in reality, but they are useful. This is the process of yukta varagya, utilizing these things properly. Not again imitating, but understanding what is our what Krishna has given us, and what we have, and so on, talent or capacity or whatever, and utilizing that properly in the service of Krishna. We need guidance for that. This is the instruction. Dharma svanushitak pungsam vishvaksena katasya no padiyadiyadiriting shama evahi kevalam. In the previous verse to this one, Prabhupada quotes here, dharmasya japavargasya nartur tayopakalpate, that life's desires should never be aimed towards sense gratification. And that's not the goal of life. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation and should never be performed for material gain. And the previous verse, dharma svanusitak pungsham vishvaksena katasya, whatever one's position in life, according to the Varna and Ashram, whatever situation we're in, whatever it may be, unless we perform our activities in relationship with the Supreme Personality of God, they're shrama evi kevalam, they're a waste of time. They're no real value. They're just a material result. Just continuing in the dream. You know, having a better apartment in the prison is not a very wise, because for a prisoner, you may think that's very nice, but it's not very intelligent. If somebody comes and asks us, if you're in the prison, what would you like? I'll give you whatever you want. The intelligent, say, in one sense, the intelligent prisoner will want to be released from the prison. The unintelligent prisoner will ask, can you give me a nice mattress to lie down upon, or a soft pillow, or something like that, a television set. But the material world is a place of suffering, but I guess we don't realize it. And even sometimes as devotees, we think the purpose of household life is to satisfy our senses. Of course, to one extent, to a little degree, that may be accommodated, but that's not the goal. The real goal is not that. The real goal, even as a householder, is to satisfy Krishna's senses. So the secret in householder life is to put Krishna in the center and to serve the devotees, to take shelter of elevated devotees, inviting them to one's home and serving them and so on. Then the purpose of human life, household life, can be fulfilled. Everyone should know what their duties are and act accordingly. And if we're lucky, which we are, to have had the good fortune of Srila Prabhupada's mercy to guide us in this way, then we can also work towards the ultimate goal of human life, which is Atakpumbhya Dujishreshtas. Svanustitasya Dharmasya. Sangsidhira Haritoshanam, that the highest goal of life is to please the senses of Hari. It's not to please our senses. Sangsidhira Haritoshanam, to bring pleasure to Krishna. Kamasya Nendriya Pritya Labo Jiveta Yavadaha. Jivasya Tattva Jignasa Nartayas Chaya Karmabhi. The goal of human life is not kama. Kamasya Nendriya Pritya. No. Not to satisfy kama or lust, but the goal of human life is that we should inquire jivasya tattva jignasa into the nature of the absolute truth, not the relative truth, the absolute truth. That should be the goal of all of our work. It's the goal of life. So if we don't know the goal of life, we're not going to win. It's like, well, playing, which you don't do, we're fortunate, but most people play sport. And if you don't know the goal, you're not going to win. You'll be very lucky. You may know the game very well. You may know your position very well. You may be playing very well. But unless you know the goal, it's not going to be successful. And a good example would be soccer or football or whatever you call it. If you don't know the goal, you can play very well, but you're not going to win the game. Well, unlikely, anyway. By chance, you may. The other person puts the ball in his own net or something. But that's honorary degree, is unlikely. We've got to know the goal of life, not just how to play it. So the Varnashram without the goal of life is not much use either. Just being, you know, this or that. There's got to be understanding of the goal. So we also have to keep the goal in mind. Otherwise we may slip. Prabhupada would give the example sometimes of a tight rope walker in the circus. And he has to walk along this rope. He may be very expert, but unless he keeps his goal in mind, he can easily fall off the rope. Focuses his attention on the goal at the other end of the rope. We also have to realize this, whether we're householders, men or women, we play our part. If we don't play the part, that will create, as it says here, confusion. We have to follow it with all due respect, but if we don't play our part, it can result in this confusion, and we will not be satisfied, and we will not by playing one's part, one pleases Hari Toshin and one pleases Hari Krishna. That's what we're here for. We're not here to please ourselves. We're here to please Krishna. What will please Krishna? We learn that from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. We don't make it up just because it feels good. You know, we may be at that platform, but we have to take guidance from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu to rise above that platform. The Vedas mostly deal with that platform. Draigunya Vishayaveda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Rise above it, Krishna says to Arjuna. He wants Arjuna to act according to his will. This we have to work towards, learning how we can, just like, and when we all play our part very nicely, you get a very wonderful result. You get a very harmonious result, just like in the great orchestra. Harmony. Philharmonic orchestra. Then everyone plays their part nicely. But if the trombone wants to play like a cello, it will not work. Very nice if the trombone or the trumpet plays its part nicely. As long as they're following the director, that's the point. So we have to follow the supreme director, Krishna, as he speaks in Bhagavad Gita, as his devotees explain, or he explains in Bhagavatam, how we can play our part and achieve the ultimate goal of life and not become entangled like Griha Maidis, who think the goal of life, even of Krishna consciousness, is to enjoy our senses. That will automatically happen without asking for it. The more we try to satisfy Krishna's desire, the more Krishna will automatically satisfy our desires, automatically. If we want to enter into the kingdom of God, then we have to become purified. Vishaya, Vishaya chariya kabe shudahabhimun kabe hama he rabo shri vindavanam. If you want to go, anyone, perhaps some devotees like to go to Vrindavan. Who would like to go to Vrindavan? What is it? The Rajdhani, what's that train called? Gavrata? Express, something or another. You can just buy a ticket very easily. They have very nice pizzas in Vrindavan. Nice MVT to stay in. Lots of nice association to socialize with and talk about interesting mental or physical things. Wonderful things you can do in Vrindavan. You can have a nice dip in the water and play around in the Jamuna. And you can look at some nice pretty deities and walk around taking pictures. Yes, we can do all those things in Vrindavan. Nice, it's all right. But that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to inquire. Janesha Abhigeshu Saeva Gokara. Unfortunately, most people don't take it so seriously. You can't go to Vrindavan, Prabhupada would say, by purchasing a ticket. It's the same as bathing in Radhakund. You can't bathe in Radhakund by putting a gumcha on and jumping in. It's a question of one's eligibility, of one's consciousness. We have to purify our consciousness by hearing and acting correctly according to how we hear. Hearing is not just some sentimental thing to hear some pastimes, which is very nice, but we all know that it means to learn how we should act properly to purify our hearts. So the Friyas Sarva Upadhi Vena Muktam Tat Padad Vena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikete Kesha Bhakti Seva Uchite. To purify our hearts by designation and so on, by engaging properly our senses in Krishna's service, so we actually come to the pure platform, Anyabhilasita Ashunyam, Jnana Kamajanavatam, Anakulyena, Krishnana Shilana, that we actually come to this platform, Anakulya, our devotion services pleasing to Krishna. And we, this prophet says, only how can I please you? How can we please Krishna? How can we please the devotees? This question we should ask. This is our business, not how you can please me or how I can be pleased, but the mood of how I can please you. This should always be our mood. This is the mood of essay which we have to develop to become eligible to receive Krishna's mercy, to purify our hearts so that we can realize our true position. And that's what Varnashram is all about, learning how to please Hari Toshinam, how to please Krishna and not Kamasya Nendriya Pratir, or as Karmendriya, trying to please our own senses but to become Krishnendriya. Okay, our time has expired. Are there any questions? Today is Ekadashi. It's a good day for minimizing our material needs, so to speak, maximizing our remembrance of the goal of life and our duties in life. We have many devotional service, but even those who are grihasthas, today is a good day. Ekadashi is especially important for grihasthas who are obviously engaged in many activities which are not in of themselves so sometimes so easy to relate to pure devotional service. But today is a very good day for grihasthas to try to put aside as much as we can time for hearing and chanting about Krishna, and trying to remember and realize the goal and our relationship with the goal. What is my relationship with the goal? What is my service towards Krishna and towards the other devotees? How I can properly perform my duty in a way which will please Krishna and not just please me. Any questions?
So, what's the goal of life? Can you please explain in simple words?
You have to speak a little louder. Yesterday I went for a medical test and my hearing only works at a certain point. So I can't hear a word you're saying.
What is the goal of life?
What is the goal of life? Oh, sorry, we didn't explain that. We thought you may have known. What is the goal of life? To enjoy one's senses. You didn't listen to anything I said. To make money. To get liberation. To become God. This is obviously the goal of life. To win the world some cricket cup or something. Some people, many people think like this. Some people are honest about it, like Chinese people are honest. You ask them the goal of life, they're quite blunt. Other people try to kind of make out they've got some knowledge of something they don't follow. But Chinese are very honest. The goal of life is money. Make money. Yes, some people are honest. At least they're honest. In that sense. What is the... I did mention it earlier on. Krishna Pramartha Mahan. I think I did anyway. Krishna Pramartha Mahan. What does that mean? Pardon? Yeah, the goal is to love Krishna. The goal is to awaken our dormant loving affection for Krishna. Now, That's the ultimate goal. And in between, there may be many, we can say, steps towards that. For instance, our goal, now we may be making a goal. How can I chant Hare Krishna attentively, for instance, without all these offenses whilst chanting? You can have many. But the ultimate goal is to love Krishna. The purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is not to purify our heart. That's a step towards the goal. You said, what's the goal of chanting Hare Krishna? To purify our heart. It's certainly an effect. It's like Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Hoshiki. Janachyasya Bhagam Gyanam Chiyada Hoitiki. All these verses are in the second chapter of the first canto, actually. That, you know, by worshipping the personality of Godhead, one automatically acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. So, in chanting, it's not that you have to make some separate endeavor. Just by focusing, Krishna is pavitram. He's a supreme purifier. So, humility, for instance, is to take shelter and have faith in the holy name, that by the mercy of the holy name, all the other effects will automatically be achieved. Videshi yageshu tapasya chaiva, danesha yad punya palam padishtam. By rendering devotional service to the Lord, one automatically acquires all the other objects, results of other practices, etc. So you can say our goal is to engage in pure devotional service. But all this really just means that which awakens our pure love of God. To find out that which will help us to awaken our pure love of God. This is the goal of practical goal, we can say. As Prabhupada says, that any religion which teaches us to love God is bona fide. And if it doesn't, it's bogus. Dharma kritita pochita. That it is cheating religion. If the religion teaches us to, that the goal of religion is material, or if it teaches that the goal is to go to heaven, or to get liberation, is cheating. The goal of religion is simply to please Krishna or to develop our love for Krishna. When you love somebody, you do not care for your own sense gratification. You only care for the pleasure of the beloved. So this is the goal of religion, or the goal of life, the goal of the Varnashram, the goal, it's really just to awaken our actual nature. The nature of the soul is to love Krishna. That's why we exist. We've chosen otherwise, and religion is to try to help us to change that again, back to our natural choice, so that we'll be happy, because as long as we're not understanding that and living by that, we will never be satisfied. Even if you go to heaven, here we see that demigods have been chased out of heaven by Bali Maharaj, chased away. There is no happiness in this material, or separate from Krishna, there can be no satisfaction for the soul, no matter what it is. Even if he's got everything, materially speaking, the soul will still not be satisfied until we connect again with Krishna. So this is the goal, to absorb ourselves in the process of connecting with Krishna through bhakti or devotional service, and understanding the ultimate goal is Krishna. Otherwise we may get carried away there and start thinking, you know, just like we were at the hospital yesterday, and I was just seeing doctors, and it's funny, before I said it, the doctor said it to me. He said it. Sometimes in this position where everyone's kind of looking up to you, you know, you feel proud. There's a danger of pride, danger of seeing oneself in the center, you know. You can imagine what it's like when you've got a position where everyone's respecting you, and, you know, you can practically salute you, and you can... Here I am, I've come to save the situation or something. We've always got to keep that in mind, that we're always an insignificant servant of the servant. Otherwise we can get carried away. So all these things are there, but without them, we will not develop our love of God. We've got to follow the process properly, avoid offenses in chanting Hare Krishna, become aware of the pitfalls and carefully avoid them, constantly reminding ourselves of the goal of our lives, not to just have it. Even during kirtan, it's very special mercy, no doubt. And the kirtan you were having before class I was in two minds just to say carry on with the kirtan rather than have class, because it was such a wonderful kirtan, but I was feeling bad because I couldn't get into it, the kirtan, for various reasons. But this is our life and soul. But even the kirtan has to become pure. Not that we just enjoy it and dance around, which may be there, no doubt. That's Mahaprabhu's wish. He likes, he enjoys, he's happy to see that too. But we should also hear the holy name and realize the purpose is also to bring pleasure to Guru and Gauranga and not just show or enjoy and whatever. But it's really to please the Lord. Everything is for His pleasure ultimately. So the goal of life is to please Krishna. Okay, it's finished time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Krishna.